That's why there are many words for citta, mano, manasa, and pandra, and hariya. As people can understand, if people understand by this word, they use that word. Vinyana, citta, mano, manasa. That's why better use Pali word as much as we can do, like citta, cetasika.
Ajahn, you've explained about contacting the object and vitaka, touching the object.
Pasa.
Fasa, yeah, context.
And like chanda and lobha, very close. Vitaka and vichara, very close too.
Okay.
But they're different.
What about manasikara?
Manasikara. Close to what?
What is the function and how we can distinguish a little bit between those?
I don't know English so well to know the right word, but what about attention?
Attention.
Yeah.
Attend to. Okay. So vitaka is closer to contact than to manasikara.
No, not close at
not
all.
Close.
They're quite different.
Yeah.
They perform their function separately, but they help or aid or arise together. Like one does this and the other does that, they do. They arise together.
They can be known, but then cannot be translated to any language or whatever.
For example, touch this, see? You touch, but there is pasa too. Right?
And Sanya.
Just talk about one by one about pasa and vitaka. See? Touch. But at moment of touching, there is pasa, right? Not just touch itself.
But no, we touch.
It's touch it. You touch vitaka, touch, and pasa is there too.
But vitaka is not there at the moment of touching experience. Right.
Mental.
No. I thought vitaka did not arise with the five pancha vijnanas.
So no need for vitaka.
Right.
But it needs pasa.
Yes, it needs pasa. Mm-hmm. Sure, it needs pasa.
But at moment of touching, when you think of touch, is there no pasa too?
Yes.
There is pasa too, or no pasa?
At what moment are we talking about?
Touch.
It's every moment, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so there is.
Is there pasa too?
Yes.
So pasa is pasa and vitaka is vitaka.
Yes.
It's like when there is lobha, there is chanda, see?
Yes.
But lobha is not chanda, and chanda is not
right.
Lobha.
Right, right.
And vitaka and vichara, see, more subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Who
Panya.
Knows? Whose panya knows? See? Mm-hmm.
Vikara, attending to the object at every moment, even when seeing arises, it needs manasikara to attend to the object. So every moment, even when conventionally speaking, it seems there's no attention or one's half asleep or a fully asleep, still manasikara has to attend to the object. So not like the English definitions at all.
So now the question can be, vitaka, vichara, and pasa, and manasikara, see, different realities.
So why there's stretching on yoniso manasikara? Why is not yoniso vitaka?
Okay, if you like. Because attending and touching, are they not different? Different, so yoniso should be manasikara or vitaka? Okay. If you understand that, as it...
Both.
So when there's yoniso manasikara, must be kusla vitaka arising.
And yoniso pasa, and yoniso everything. See? No need. So if you say yoniso manasika, attend wisely instead of touch wisely or pasa wisely, see?
Maybe it shows more for people what
it's characteristic of manasikara.
Okay.
At this moment, manasikara, yoniso or anyoniso?
Sometimes yoniso and sometimes anyoniso.
That can be said sometime. It's not wrong at all. Always sometime. Mm-hmm.
And moha, and then you ask for what is there now? Well, most of the time it's moha. So unless there is moments of wise attending or understanding or wise consideration, for sure moha is there with unwise attention at other moments.
On the other side, who knows what is now?
By studying, one begins to see how little one can understand reality. And one can understand ignorance because realities appear all around, no understanding of it. But because of ignorance, it cannot understand.
It seems in listening to you, Ajahn, that you seem to stress the need to be more specific, not to generalize so much.
As much as one can get.
Yeah.
Just to know that they are realities, not self. That's the purpose of the teachings.
Don't just rely on our own usual way of thinking, but become more precise about what reality really is at this moment. Otherwise, we just have our own ideas that we cling to about it all the time.
It's like the chariot. That is compound of many things. In reality, no chariot at all, just different parts performing its function, so the dream is there. But in reality, just different elements that must be investigated little by little.
So now it's only the object that will be forgotten. No more thinking about it tomorrow. But now, since it appears, thinking things about it.
You say it's only the object that will be forgotten, it will be gone, but the accumulated, essentially, jetasikas.
Even if things
will
about
be there.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It cannot appear anymore.
No. You're talking about the object we were thinking about, right?
Yes.
That goes.
Every object.
The visible object, every object. Right, right.
Yeah.
But there are accumulations that remain.
And we know.
Various.
And we know that
elements.
Depending on vitaka. Right? Kuntam, depending on vitaka.
I was happy. It was a moment of
moha.
Vitaka too. Yeah. Does vitaka arise with moha?
Sure. If
see,
it's not seeing
we forgot that it arises with moha because it seems like it's only moha, but at that moment there must be vitaka too.
Vitaka to the thinking, the object of the thinking.
With moha.
With moha.
Mm-hmm. Maybe this time.
In order to understand vitaka, see, we understand better.
Yes.
One question, because just sometimes there is unpleasant contact and the thing seems to be unpleasant. So the vitaka is also there. Because
only the 10 jittas with our vitaka.
But see, that's the point, because when some kind of situation happens or whatever, I start thinking, oh, this is unpleasant and
no,
just bothering.
Vitaka also there, only without the 10, everywhere vitaka.
So even in an unpleasant mental contact, it's also vitaka.
Except the 10.
Because when something pains, then it
that
seems like
vitaka.
A self.
It seems like that as long as it's not completely eradicated. It's there, as latent tendency is. But it's only thinking about wrong understanding. Does it appear to know that this is a reality? And why is wrong? Because there is attachment and taking it for my or mine at that very moment. So at the moment that you think that it's my, at that moment, the characteristic of attachment to that with the thinking or idea or my is there. Mm-hmm. Only when it appears. Or it's me, possible? If it's mine, it's me. Mm-hmm. If it is not mine, it can be me.
Yes.
Yeah. Vitaka? Kundam. Yeah. And what else? After touching?
Not real.
Vitaka again. Vitaka again. Yeah. Vitaka always there. But if you don't touch?
Yeah. It's still, but different kind of real. Real plant or from fake.
All vitaka.
All vitaka.
Yeah. Even fake is, at that moment, vitaka.
It's
not
real.
Fake.
Mm-hmm.
Real vitaka. Vitaka all day except the 10.
So, Tom is just pointing out that these plants are not real.
He touched it.
Previously, until he mentioned that, we'd been taking it as real lavender.
Vitaka.
Vitaka.
Mm-hmm.
Just going back to things we've been discussing before, when we see something that, and we take it for something that it's not, conventionally speaking, is there any particular process or dhammas involved in that?
What do you mean by particular? All adhammas, they arise by conditions.
So, let's say there were two pots here. One is real and one is fake, and I take them both for real. Are the jitta any different?
Seeing and thinking, seeing, thinking, seeing, thinking.
Right, thank you.
Different rupa.
They may look exactly the same, visually.
Hmm?
It's but your idea.
It's still idea, exactly. Whether it's fake or so real. It's no different at all.
Because in reality they are visible objects.
So what is seen is just visible object, and what is touched is just hardness, and then thinking it's real or it's not real, usually with moha either way. So it's just a different idea, that's all.
I thought I had heard that mistaking something for what it's not in the conventional sense was some kind of wrong sanya or something like that.
I was talking about that the other day. Maybe.
Sanya vipalasa?
Possibly.
Mistaken.
I have read a couple of things. One is, if Sanya remembers the object correctly, there's such a reference. So it seems sometimes Sanya may mismark or misidentify a mark as something already seen or experienced. And then the Visama Sanya, which I thought might be the similar thing, although yesterday's conversation seemed to link, Sarah was trying to link Visama Sanya to Vipalasa. I think it could be because the translators have given it the term fictitious as just being some mix-up in memory, marks of memory, putting them together wrongly or not identifying the same object as being similar to a previous object. But I don't really know. I've just read these things and was trying to understand it a little better.
Either way, I think we can say, or we all agree, that at any moment of akusala, it is sanya vipalasa. So for example, at the moment...
Well, I wasn't debating that, but no. I'm not convinced that vipalasa and Visama Sanya are exactly the same.
No, but in terms of this example of thinking about the lavender as real or thinking about the lavender as fake, whether conventionally speaking it's right or wrong, if it's a moment of common, ordinary, akusala thinking with ignorance, actually it's Sanya Vipalasa either way, no matter whether conventionally speaking one's right or not.
No distinction between the two.
It depends on the citta, not the...
But in our conversation just a few minutes ago, we're making some distinctions between vitakka, pasa, vijara, etc. So it seems to me there was a reason why there was another term. And I don't have an answer to it, but I am not really satisfied to sweep it into the vipalasa category and say that's it. Yeah, it's a different detail or something. There's a slight difference of some kind.
I don't think, because Jan and I both saying yesterday, some of us familiar with the terms sama and visama loba, meaning ordinary and unusual loba, but we're not familiar with this term visama sanya.
Well, I haven't read visama loba before, so it didn't come into my mind thinking, okay?
What about different degrees, like sanya of ordinary person and sanya of those in the some other place, that they have quite different sanya, insane and something like that? Just give example how vipalasa it is, much more than the others.
And that's why often in the text when they do talk about vipalasas and they give an example of sanya vipalasa, they give an example of, for example, wrongly identifying something for something else, like taking this for being real when it's not. It's just an example, but actually the vipalasa depends on the kind of citta, whether it's kusala or akusala, but it's just an example of what is often
it's obvious to understand.
More obvious. Yeah.
So the question is whether if we call this not recognizing an object as it conventionally is, if you call it vimsama sanya, the question is whether can it arise in an arahanta? Like an arahanta, when he sees this lavender, fake lavender, can he believe it to be real? If he does, then it means that it is not necessarily vipalasa sanya, right?
It cannot be vipalasa, so that's why it depends on the citta rather.
And if what about he called this rose?
What about the
cause? Zita, it's
yeah.
So there can be visama sanya, which is not vipalasa. Probably.
I don't think that would be what is meant by visama sanya.
Is your own word or from Tipitaka, visama sanya?
I didn't hear it before, it's just what
Paina read out from
translated.
No,
in English, but what is the Pali term?
The Pali is visama sanya.
Visama sanya?
Yes.
In Pali? I have to look.
Yes, it's in the Tipitaka as visama sanya.
So there can be visama for everything. Yes. Yeah.
In relation to sanya, it's visama is translated as fictitious. In relation to other things, what is it translated as?
If it is referring to
loba, which is the common use that is in other parts of the Tipitaka, then it means like extraordinary or very extreme loba, like very unusual or dangerous loba.
So it's dangerous, Sanya? Extreme.
That's in terms of loba, it's extraordinary.
Well, in relation to Sanya, some translator decided it was fictitious.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary could
be.
Can be not common?
Yeah. Well, it seems to be not the same.
It's ordinary
and not the same.
Out of the ordinary.
So what is visama lopa now? No one? Yes.
To know reality.
Sama, is that the same sama that's used?
No, sama, sama.
Sama, okay.
Is it sama or sama? Sama, right? Sama, vi sama lopa, but I don't know whether it vi sama or vi sama sanya.
Well, it was spelled
V-I-S-A-M-A, same. But I'd like to know whether who has vi sama lopa now. Because just talk about lopa and vi sama lopa and don't know what it's now. We should know whether there is visama lopa now. Who do have visama lopa now? No one?
No opportunity now.
Oh, okay.
It's just after seeing, hearing.
And who can tell that at that moment, it's visama lopa.
Would take highly developed banya.
Breaking these precepts,
That's what you've explained before. That's why I said no.
It's Sama now. So when it's the extraordinary one that caught is dangerous or causes particular harm, like breaking a precept.
More than usual. Is there also Visamadosa? Visamadosa?
Can we just finish off the
okay.
Visamadosa?
No, Visamadosa.
And what you've said before
is that one doesn't, for example, Sama, Lobha, common, ordinary Lobha, no need to be concerned because it's so common after every moment of seeing or hearing, but when it's Visama, when it's extreme, then one should be very concerned because it's very harmful or dangerous. So the same with dosa.
Visama dosa, just a little bit, it's not.
It's no.
Visama. But when it breaks this precept, it's Visama.